For another edition of Hemispheres. It's now 7 o'clock, everybody. You know, that means it's time for cabaret.
All right, my friends, it is 7 o'clock. You are listening to KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver. Support for the KGNU programming you know and love comes from Paramount Theater in downtown Denver, celebrating the 25th anniversary of the instrumental ensemble Jazz is Dead by honoring the 50th anniversary of the Grateful Dead's Wake of the Flood. Jazz is Dead on Sunday, January 15th. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Tickets at ParamountDenver.com. Additional support comes from Social Venture Partners of Boulder County, sharing the expertise and skills of partner members to help Boulder County nonprofit organizations build their capacity and deliver on their missions. Details on how to partner with SVP can be found at svpbouldercounty.org. And as I said, it's 7 o'clock, which means it's time for Cabaret, our live weekly showcase of local music. Tonight, I am pleased to have a fantastic trio in from Denver. The energy in the space is incredible. I wish you could see it. I'm just going to let them speak for themselves. I've got a lot of great music to share. So without any further ado, straight up from Denver, Mon Cher.
Hello. All right. Thank you for having us. We're really excited. We're going to kick this thing off with our title song of the new EP called Tell Me Baby. Hope you guys enjoy.
Where am I if you're gone?
right. Welcome, y'all.
Thank you.
It is so fantastic to have you here in the Cabaret Studio. It is absolutely fantastic to have you here in the Cabaret Studio tonight. wanted to give you all a chance to introduce yourself. I should probably introduce myself as well. For folks out listening, I'm Iris Berkeley, and I have these three fantastic women in the house. Do you mind?
Yeah, I guess I forgot to do that. I just jumped right in.
No, it's good.
Yeah, I'll start. My name's Megan Holton, and I'm playing keys and eventually guitar and singing. So pass it on over there.
Yeah, I'm Caitlin Sullivan, and I'm playing drums and supporting on vocals.
Hi, I'm Amanda Abate. I'm also playing keyboards, Taurus, bass guitar, and background vocals.
You have a whole arsenal in this room.
I do.
It has been a while since I have seen this much gear in this studio, which is absolutely fantastic. And I think we've been working, like the genesis of this, we've been talking about this since like the summer, right? Having
yeah.
you in here. But the really nice thing is that this actually lines up with your next gig, which is Saturday, right?
Exactly.
Nice. And you're going to be at the Globe Hall with Blue Book and Wave Decay.
Yes. Yeah. Nice. Really cool. I don't know if you've heard Blue Book, but they're very Florence and the Sheen, deep, sultry vocals. So really excited to be a part of that set.
Wonderful pairing. You wanna give us a few more before I chatter? Do you wanna tell us a little bit about, because that is your new single. It's sort of breathtaking to hear this in the room too after
yeah.
having heard the recording. So you wanna let us know a little bit about the story behind that one?
Sure. Yeah, this was one of those songs that the whole song was kind of basically in its form before the cool synth ARP existed. And I found it one day and I was like, oh, this is amazing. And they agreed. My producers agreed. So, about heartbreak and kind of one of those, I don't tell many stories through my songwriting, but that kind of has a little bit of a story in there.
That's got it.
Yeah.
Well, what have you got for us next?
This next one's called 20. So from the first album and, this one's good. This one, one of the lines basically is about being a kid and you think you're going to grow up and be this amazing all-star person. And then you get to being an adult and you're like, wait a second. My kid self would be very disappointed in me right now. So that's what this song is.
I don't know. I think your kid selves, all your kid selves would probably be pretty happy right about
it's
now.
The irony in it is my kid self would be happy about me writing the song itself. So, you know.
Fantastic. All right.
That's that.
All right. Let it go.
Thank you.
can hear you.
This is also off of our first album.
True.
Track 7.
Oh my gosh, she knows the track. Okay.
I'm not going to go on air saying it. Yeah, I'm not going to say it on air.
All right, let's do it.
High enough, can we be
Heavy Spire, which I now know is track 7 off your latest record.
Something like that.
If you could join us a little bit later, I got Mon Cher here in the Cabaret studio here on KGNU Community Radio. It's a few minutes past 7:15, and we're just delighted to have y'all here. I have so many questions, but I think the thing to do is just like start at the very beginning, because y'all came together like during the pandemic, right?
Yeah,
tell me about all that.
Pretty much. I mean, to be fair, everything happened before the pandemic. So the album was kind of done in January 2020, okay. I'd say. Mm-hmm. So nothing was like pandemic inspired as far as writing. But yeah, and then, you know, by the time we were done with mixing and all of those things, it came out June or July 2020. So
yeah.
So, yeah, it was just kind of the situation, and we've only played live shows post-pandemic.
That's what I was going to say, because your record came out in July 2020, and mm-hmm. then, so you'd finally hit that groove, and then, like, you couldn't go out. You couldn't take it out on the road.
Exactly.
So it's like this past February, I think, was your first kind of live show?
Yeah. We had our first live show in February of this year.
Oh, my gosh.
So all of our live shows have been 2022.
So what's that like? I mean, you get this chance to sort of like, you know, come together as a band and really get your sound and get your personal groove on, and then you start meeting your people in real life, and like what did that even feel like?
It was very strange. I mean, in one way we didn't know any different. We didn't know what it was like to perform before. So, nothing to compare it to. So overall, I guess fine. To be fair, a lot of the stuff was we didn't know how to play it together till after the record even came out. Mm-hmm. So it kind of worked out in a way as far as timing for us to be really sharp by the time we could perform live.
This was our quarantine pod.
Nice.
The four of us in here. So we produced the album, and then it was like, okay, well, we want to play this stuff. So Caitlin's actually only been playing drums for a couple years.
Oh my gosh.
I learned drums for this band.
For
so
the band.
The pandemic kind of worked out for me in that respect. I'm like, okay, I have time, huh?
No, that's real. And I'm gonna say you all were probably about 1,000% more productive than anyone I know during the pandemic, which is awesome. I guess the only other thing I've gotta ask, and I'm gonna embarrass myself in public, like what's with the lawn chair?
It's quite simple. Mon Cher lawn chair.
Okay.
It was just the rhyming scheme.
Sure.
We said it one day and it worked, and then
stuck.
During the pandemic I was just doodling, and I doodled a lawn chair
and a kitty cat,
and then I was like, well, we gotta add a cat. So yeah, our logo is a lawn chair and a cat. So
all right,
you know,
all right,
I love it.
It's a vibe.
Out.
No, I love it.
I've been thinking about to relax.
Yeah, I've been thinking about like a series of comics, like Mon Cher, who's there?
Yeah.
Mon Cher, don't care.
Yeah.
You know.
Mon Cher on air.
Oh my God.
Wow.
It's right in front of me.
Mon Cher on air.
Where were you yesterday?
So you got a couple more songs in this next set for us. What do you got to share?
Yeah, this next one, it's the big hitter, Wintertime, and it's I figured it's seasonally appropriate. But yeah, this song is one of my faves, so really excited to play for you all. I don't think I can do it alone. I don't want to be on my own. Tell me something, dear. When are you coming home? I don't really like the winter time. Cold, and I don't want to go outside. You seem to want to go all the time. Tell me something now. Would you ever leave me? Tell me always. Next one is an unreleased song, but excited for this coming in the spring, a new album, and it's called Mess, and yeah, we'll keep on keeping on.
Such a mess. Ever since you left,
That was like our second time playing it for an audience, so it was fun. Okay, one more for a little break. We're going to play a cover of the amazing Chris Isaak's Wicked Game. And away we go.
Dream of you and I don't wanna fall in love.
it'd be Mon Cher's take on Chris Isaak's famous, infamous, wicked game here on KGNU's Cabaret. I'm going to absolutely stick my foot in here, but that may or may not have been my senior prom song. So
nice.
gonna show my age there. But that actually brings up a really good question. How do you take a song like that, that, you know, like probably means God knows what to God knows who, and put your stamp on it? Like, what was going through your mind when you were putting that together?
Yeah, that one, it happened really fast. I think I just knew I wanted to cover a song that was in the 90s, and I absolutely love Wicked Game, so it was easy. But I also liked the idea of covering a song in the 90s that didn't have synths already, and so that kind of gave me room to work. So just moving the guitar to piano really helped, and then the arpeggio, once I kind of had that little triplet, I was like, oh, we got something here. And then it's great. I just get to copy the drum beat.
Sure.
So that's nice. it happened really fast. And I remember showing them and they're like, okay, wow, you got it. Okay,
and that's it. That's it. And you got a lot of local cred for that song. Like, a lot of folks really, really love that tune. And it kind of got your name out there.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I think Wicked Game is cool because, like, a lot of people know the song without knowing the song. I think it's one of those where you get to the chorus and everyone's like, oh, this song. And so we kind of wanted a little bit of that element, and then, you know.
Yeah, definitely. That's the beauty of covers.
Exactly.
I did hear from the production room, they're like, well, what's next on your covers list? Like, what are you going to cover next? Do you have any more plans yet?
No, I'm every so often live we'll cover Eurythmics' Sweet Dreams.
Nice.
And that's really fun.
It's
but
our
we
party
play
song.
It's the party song, yeah. We bring it out at the clubs. But I was just thinking earlier today, I was like, what's gonna be our next cover? Yeah. So it's in the works.
All right. So it's folks who come join you at Globe Hall on the 17th, did they get the Eurythmics?
I don't know.
Is it a promise?
We'll have to see. They'll get something.
Awesome. Well, and kind of full circle there, because the you said it was his second. And remind me the name of the unreleased song again.
Oh, Mess.
Yeah.
The song Mess.
And so you've got a lot of stuff in the works. Tell me about the next thing.
Yeah. So I've been working on an album, and I think it's halfway done, something like that. And hopefully releasing by the spring so we can go tour it and see the country.
Nice.
Go international. Who knows?
There you go.
Yeah.
Let the drum set into the airplane.
Exactly.
It's never as much fun as it sounds, but still. Oh no, that's awesome. So in terms of just like album number two, right? That's the point at which like your sound really kind of starts to like evolve and kind of hearing some echoes of that just hearing you tonight. But like, where do you feel the vibe's going to go next?
I think I've found a really great appreciation for kind of the Rick Rubin mindset of just really simple, less instruments. The first album has a lot going on, and I mean, I love it, but having less instruments and more space and more of that like core of the song is strong and without all the soundscape. So that's kind of the idea, and that's what Mess is cool. It's really, I play the simplest thing I could ever play.
Super atmospheric.
Yeah. So that's trying to go that direction, but then when I get to making music, it ends up being all over the place. So
yeah, fair. And that's the thing, you know, like what do you even, you know, you're mainly calling yourself dream pop in your promotional materials, but that's not like really doing you justice. Like what do you, this is the hard question. Y'all are staring at me, but like, give me some words, describe the sound.
Ooh, what was the one that our mixing engineer said? Or we said to our mixing engineer?
We said lo-fi, bedroom pop.
A deep ocean wave washing over you.
Yes.
I think what we were like, we wanted to sound like that. Thank you.
Yeah. I think art pop.
Art pop was the new genre I recently heard. And I was like, I like that.
Yeah.
We have a
fan online who wrote this like long blurb that they just call our vibe, and they describe the scene of like sitting in a French cafe and the smell of pastries is wafting towards you, and people are walking by and you're sipping your cup of coffee, and
it's 7 p.m. on a Thursday.
7 p.m. at night. Yeah.
All right, let's go.
That sounds about the closest it's ever gotten.
It's comfy. It's chill. It's washy. It's relaxing. It's really great driving music. I feel like it helps, you know, helps me at least zone in, focus, you know.
Nice.
Kind of washes the world away with Mon Cher.
There you go.
So I've asked you the really tough question, and do you mind sharing? What shall you share next? Tell me about what we're going to hear in this next set of songs.
So the first song we'll play is called The Night. I really wrote this song because I wrote the line, "The night is dark," and I went like from Game of Thrones and full of terrors, but I just didn't put that last line. And then the song came together after that, and I was like, I hope nobody remembers that line. And this one's really cool. I like it. It feels the most jazzy, I guess. And we're going to even take some solos on it, dare I say. And I'm forgetting the song order. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. Then we'll play another unreleased song. That'll be cool. And we're going to end that little set with song All Star, also from our new EP that we released in June. And it's kind of my response to Smash Mouth's All Star. So
nice.
We'll see. They still haven't gotten back.
Yeah, we haven't heard from them yet.
So if y'all are listening, all right, take it away.
Set on us.
the night. This next one, as aforementioned, is an unreleased song coming up, spring 2023. Keep those ears to the ground and on the air. How about that? All right. This next one's called I've Been Down, and I hope you enjoy.
I've been down. I've been down. I've been down. Maybe I've been down. I've been down. I've been down. Always ask, and I never say. You always try, but it doesn't take. I'm too far behind, and you shouldn't wait. I'm in the way, I've been down, but you feel the weight holding you back. Day after day, thought it would pass, thought it would change. You're going somewhere and I'm in the way. Baby, I've been down. I've been down. I've been down. I've been down. But you feel the way. Holding you back day after day. You're so far ahead and you shouldn't wait. You thought it would pass, you thought it would change. But baby, I've been down, I've been down, I've been down, I've been down. You had a big night.
This next one is called All Star, and it's off our new EP that was released in June. And again, it's my response to Smash Mouth. So, I mean, my mom doesn't like it. She says it's too negative. So, we'll see.
Nico, if you're listening, this one's for you.
Is that his name?
Made it in his top five, yeah.
Oh, wow. All right.
Star, I won't be. on the sea, outer space.
Share with their answer to Smash Mouth's rock star, all star, here on KGNU's Cabaret. It is such a pleasure to have y'all here. This has been just like an absolute treat to see this music live and in person. And now that I know that you will not let success go to your head, I guess this is the point at which you know, let's just do a little role play here and just be like, all right, we're gonna officially invite you back in, like, I don't know, arbitrarily, we'll just say like 3 years, right? I mean, you can definitely come back sooner. But let's just say, like, you know, we're here 3 years from now, and what sky's the limit, y'all? Where will you have been? What will you have achieved? How will you have proven to your mom that you're not being negative?
Yeah. The goal setting. 3 years from now, that'll be cool. I'm excited for that day. I think, acclaim would be great, but I really just would love to tour and play live more and see the country and the other countries and all the things. I think that would be really amazing. And one of my favorite parts of this whole process is writing, so I hope 3 years from now I have a handful of songs that I love and can cherish, and I think just writing and playing. That's all there is.
That's perfect. Yeah. That's perfect.
Yeah. Doing music full time would be a dream. Sorry, Bob, if you're listening, but you know.
Your boss.
My boss. Yeah. It was probably kind enough to tune in. But
sorry, Bob.
Yeah, sorry.
She's
Bob.
Great.
Yeah. Doing music full time would be really awesome.
All right. And having that album too out.
Yeah.
Maybe even album
that's
three.
Album. Now we're talking
four?
Album five, six.
Yeah.
You got all kinds of time.
Exactly.
No, I'm looking forward to having that middle song.
Yeah.
Looking forward to playing that on air. So do we get one more from you before we all gang up on you at the Globe Hall on Saturday? And is there anything you want folks in Arcadian Universe, as we like to say, to know about that show on Saturday?
We're on first, so, you know, go on a date, come out after, you know, no pressure there. And yeah, it's going to be really cool. It's my favorite bar in Denver, right next door to it. So just go to that. It's called Fort Greene and it's very nonchalant. You can't really tell it's there. That's my pitch for the bar next to Globe Hall, I guess. And yeah, that's kind of it for Saturday. Really excited though. It's crazy to think we started this year playing our first show, and now the end of this year we get to play Globe Hall. So.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Well, Amanda, sorry, pick up your bass. So I think we get one more from y'all.
Yeah, we have one more. This next one is called "What a Shame." It's our most recent single, so check it out. It's the only one where I don't play keyboards.
And we can find you on all the socials. And what's your website?
Yes, monshare.us.
Yeah.
We have Facebook, Instagram.
All the things.
All right.
Twitch, YouTube.
Twitch.
Yeah, I stream on Twitch. It's a good time.
Awesome. All right. Well, take it away. Thanks so much, y'all.
Cool. Okay. What a Shame. Here we go.
Ourselves, Monshare, here in KG News Cabaret Studio. Join us here every Tuesday, 7 to 8, for the best in live local music. Big thanks to Megan Holton, Amanda Abate, and Caitlin Sullivan for taking the time out to join us tonight. Coming up next, we got Corriente. That'd be 2 hours of Latin music for your soul. I believe we got special host this week, George C., the Phantom Power Collective, to join us on today's edition. I want to thank you so, so much, ladies. Really appreciate having
you
in the studio.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you
thanks
so much
to George.
For having us.
Yeah,
George.
And big thanks to George for producing. And looking forward to seeing you on Saturday, 17th. Of December this Saturday at the Globe Hall with Blue Book and Wave Decay.
Yes. See you there, folks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. As always, we are so thrilled to have you here in the Cabaret Studio. All you out there virtually listening on KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver. Stay tuned next for the best of Latin music. 2 hours of Corriente awaits you.
Support comes from the Caribou Room, a live music venue and event center located in Nederland, featuring Keller Williams with Dave Watts and Ty North, Thursday, December 15th. Ticket information and more at thecariboutroom.com.
Support comes from Paramount Theater in downtown Denver, celebrating the 25th anniversary of the instrumental ensemble Jazz is Dead by honoring the 50th anniversary of the Grateful Dead's Wake of the Flood. Jazz is Dead on Sunday, January 15th. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Tickets at ParamountDenver.com.
KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver.
En cualquier estado que usted se encuentre. Buenas noches. Buenas tardes. Buenas mañanas. O buenas afternoons. Ahora le presentamos este producto que viene desde lo más profundo de nuestros corazones. Es un proyecto que ha tomado dedicación, pero viene de lo más profundo de cada uno de nosotros. Experimentando con ritmo y sentimientos, sentimientos que se han podido transmitir a la música, por esta música con cultura, música con dedicación. Por favor, continuemos con la música.
Que no como, 4 que no bebo agua.
Mata el toro, mata el toro. tengo 3 días que no como, 4 que no bebo agua.